Knives Out, Labour MPs call on Prime Minister Starmer to step down after top aide resigns over Epstein scandal. By Kurt Zindelka on February 8, 2026. Multiple members of Parliament from the governing left-wing Labour Party have called on Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer to step down in the wake of the resignation of his chief of staff over the appointment of Lord Peter Mandelson as US ambassador despite having knowledge of his ties to convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Blood is out into the waters of Westminster after Prime Minister Starmer was deeply politically wounded this week following his stunning admission in the House of Commons that he was aware that Peter Prince of Darkness Mandelson, a longtime Labour operative in power behind the throne of Tony Blair, had continued his relationship with Epstein following the infamous financier served prison time for child sex offences. As a part of their close ties, Mandelson apparently provided Epstein with confidential government information during the 2008 financial crisis that could be used to game the market, according to the US DOJ documents release, which sparked a Metropolitan Police investigation this week. On Sunday, Starmer's powerful chief of staff and anti-Breitbart pro-censorship activist, Morgan McSweeney, attempted to sacrifice himself to save the government, while taking full responsibility for advising the PM to appoint Mandelson to the critical diplomatic post in Washington. However, following years of a methodical and brutal takeover of the Labour Party, in which many influential rivals from the hard left wing of the party were either purged or sidelined, the knives appear to be coming out for Starmer from his restless backbenches. Labour MP for Liverpool West Derby, Ian Byrne, told The Telegraph, "This will not stop with a single resignation. A true change in political direction must now come from, and be led from, the very top. The Prime Minister must now reflect honestly on his own position and ask whether, for the good of the country and the Labour Party, he should follow McSweeney's lead." Brian Leishman, Labour MP for Alloa and Grangemouth, said, "There must be a change in political direction and that comes from the very top. So the Prime Minister must look at his own position and question whether he should follow McSweeney's lead one last time, and resign for the good of the country and the Labour Party." Another Labour MP, speaking to the broadsheet anonymously, predicted that Starmer will go down as the worst PM in Labour history, saying, "He's a coward who refuses to take responsibility for his own actions. He is a moral gravity well, from which neither decency, honesty or integrity can escape. A genuine disaster for this country and the Labour movement." For his part, Prime Minister Starmer has attempted to rally the party against the prospect of losing power to Nigel Farage's Reform UK party, which has held a commanding lead in the polls over the past year amid Labour's struggles to handle the migrant crisis in the English Channel and to improve the economic well-being of the country. Starmer pitched himself this week as the last man standing in the line of defence for the multicultural, pro-diversity globalist project in the face of the anti-mass migration movement led by Farage. It remains to be seen if that will be enough to quell the anger among the rank-and-file Labour MPs, many of whom have expressed outrage at being tied to the Epstein scandal by Starmer's decision to appoint Mandelson as US ambassador. A Downing Street spokesman said that Starmer will address the nation on Monday, saying in a statement, "The Prime Minister recognizes the need for government to address the issues highlighted by the Mandelson revelations. Work began last week on this. The Prime Minister has instructed officials to move at pace to deliver change. He hopes to update the country as early as tomorrow. Some have suggested that the government need to abandon the new Labour ethos developed by Mandelson and others during the Tony Blair era and revived by McSweeney and Starmer." Lord Maurice Glasman, the founder of Blue Labour, a faction that argues for the party to return to its focus on working-class issues, said on Sunday that he had advised against hiring Mandelson and that the outcome was inevitable given the foundations of New Labour ideology. Speaking to Sky News, Lord Glasman said that the party must repent of the sin of the love of globalization and the worship of success and money, which he argued New Labour represented in conjunction with Maoist managerialism from the likes of Mandelson. "The Labour Party has to repent and reject New Labour as an alien body that took over the party. And this is where it leads, perversion and pedophilia." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.